Well, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I just told myself a joke. You guys wouldn't get it. Anyway, that's what it is. Okay, here's the music. We're starting this program now. Looking good, looking good, looking good. So where's the music? There it is right there.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for April the 12th of 2014. Lots of dances going on, one in Bellingham, one in Yakima, one in, oh, all kinds of things. By the way, if you're heading up to Spokane right now, and if you get there before 1 o'clock, I just found out about this because Spokane Public Radio never tells me anything anymore. It used to. But there's a really cool thing going on. It's the KPBX Kids Concert, and I'm really sorry that I didn't know about this. Should have. But it's an awesome thing. This is the Panhandle Polecats and Christopher Arndt. And they're doing a thing on Earl Scruggs and the banjo music of Earl Scruggs for the KPBX Kids Concert. And I think probably Kevin Brown is hosting that and he will be there. And it's really going to be a cool deal. And you know, what a way to... Because, you know, Earl Scruggs was very high energy and started that whole banjo thing. And they're going to demonstrate some of the banjoistics of Earl Scruggs and just that style of bluegrass that Flatten Scruggs and all those folks did. And so there you go, Christopher Arndt and the Panhandle Polecats at the Bing Crosby Theater today if you're listening on Saturday at 1 o'clock. When you get this show on Sunday, again, for the Spokane Public Radio audience, I really apologize. All righty? Okay, here we go. These guys have a website called Too Many Banjos. Mark Gartt and... This is pretty good stuff, actually. And, yeah, I like this a lot. I like it a whole bunch. There's four guys in this group, and boy, they do. Great job.
Since then, but I still blush when nervous. Pretty girls in grocery aisles giving me lip service.
look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Nobody's doing this 50th anniversary Beatles thing, and you know, I'm not getting involved too much in that, but I thought I'd better play a Beatle or two occasionally. McCartney, this was from his album Ram, that came out in 1971. And remember, you know, those guys were young when they were Beatles. He was only in his early to mid-30s when he did this. There's some pretty creative stuff on this album, and you know, this is where, again, all these guys are experimenting with all different musical styles. Tail end of the 60s, early part of the 70s, when that whole experimentation thing was still happening, and everybody was being folky and rocky and psychedelic and bluesy and all this stuff all at the same time. And there's some wonderful creative musical things that happened before that. The group Too Many Banjos and their satirization of Aboriginal musics. And before that, they did a lot of dulcimers, and they do a lot of bouzoukis and lots of banjos. Yes, indeed. Alrighty. In fact, we're going to hear one more from them, and we'll keep going. And we'll hear one more from Ram as well, kind of a bluesy thing. Alrighty. Yes, indeed. That's the group 29 Toes or Crystal Spring and Carper. I don't think Crystal's no longer Crystal. Didn't Crystal get married or something? Or anyway, the point is Crystal Spring and Carper, Rebecca Crystal, Janice Carper, and Tracy Spring, who are all three, both individually and collectively, so wonderful. I had to put Janice Carper right next to Paul McCartney, who is now Sir Paul McCartney. And just so she'll feel good. I mean, it's not that often you get in your airplay, your playlist right next to Paul McCartney. So, alrighty, this is Dan Marr, this is Inland Folk. I want to play one more from this group that later on called themselves 29 Toes. And this is such a wonderful song from Tracy Spring, who has always been about harmony and passionate about harmony, actually, and togetherness and getting it all through. And this is one I think that she wrote for folk life and what that was all about. There was a song contest to write something about folk life and what it means to you about 8-9 years back or something. And I think this is how she came up with this. But it's a great song about, all, you know, metaphorically about all kinds of things. Yes, indeed.
Bonjour, everybody.
And, wow, what can you say? Tracy Spring and the group 29
we
Toes.
We sing to the heavens above. Dance our joy on the ground. Play in the key of love. Till the walls come tumbling down. We come together.
Nice piece of harmonic there. Rich, rich, rich stuff. Crystal Spring. And Carper Tracy Spring is rich in sound and rich in thought. And her guitar sounds rich and her voice is rich. And she's very, very rich. Except that she's a folk musician. We don't know how far we want to take that. But boy, I'll tell you what, I wish I had a smidgen of her nature. When you write stuff like that, and the arrangements and everything, that's all. That's Tracy Spring along with Crystal and Carper. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? We're done with the first half hour of the show. Can you hang on one second? We're done with the first half hour of the show. A little bit under the weather, but we're going to make it through. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're going to take a break. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. And I will email you back. I'll talk to you. I'll get around to it. I'm very busy. Lots of emails. It's all cool. We're going to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And you just hold your horses, folks, because we are going to be right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on now, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, indeed.
Partly cloudy skies today with high temperatures 56 in Pullman, 62 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s and sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. Some more clouds and chances of showers should arrive after Monday with highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and Classical Music Service on 91.7. Listeners in Cottonwood find us on 90.1. And in the LC Valley, we're on 90.5. A list of more Northwest Public Radio stations is available on our website, nwpr.org.
Bonjour, everybody. How y'all doing? All right, well, this is a great treat and a great honor to be up here. Please welcome, on the accordion, Mr. Jimmy Bro and Friends.
Thank you.
Wow, that's Spanish marimba. You know, around here, we have a lot of Zimbabwe marimba. And, of course, I still think that African marimba is still the root of everything. When you get into the Caribbean and all that kind of thing, it's still those rhythms, those melodies and everything come from Africa, came over during the slave trade and during all kinds of odd commerce and that kind of thing. But this is sort of more modern. This is what influenced a lot of pop music. My goodness, I can't even pronounce this, the name of this group. I won't even try. It'll be on the playlist when the playlist comes out, which will be sometime around Tuesday of next week. So don't go hunting for it. But this is a kind of a whole different deal than what we normally hear in this neck of the woods, where there's a huge Zimbabwean influence, which, again, I still think is the root of it all. I think it's the heart of it all. But you can see where it gravitated to and where it went to into Spanish music and pop music and that kind of thing. This is wonderful stuff. And these guys are really skilled players. Before that, Jimmy Bro, who is the accordionist for Beau Soleil and all of his buddies. I like the singer in this, and I think that is Jimmy Bro. It's kind of more of a country, soulful country influence on the Cajun. Wonderful vocals on this. Let's play one more from Jimmy Bro and Friends. We'll be right back. Jimmy Bro and Friends. My goodness. I just love this album. Love it so much. Love all that Cajun stuff. I wish somewhere on the east side of the mountains, there are a couple of places in Seattle, but they're way too expensive because they're Microsoft or yuppie type places. But you know, some place where they just like an all-you-can-eat jambalaya etouffee shrimp buffet, drink cheap wine out of a mason jar and eat some okra and some hush puppies and just have some ches pie. Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be great? But they're not there. I don't even think there's a good Cajun place. There's some places with Cajun dishes, but I don't think there's a good Cajun restaurant. I don't know of one anyway. And if there is, man, send me a gift certificate, okay? Back to some Spanish marimba. Yeah, looking at you. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Spanish marimba music, my goodness me. And, oh, yeah, love that stuff. Love that stuff. We're going to have the break music coming up in just a second. In fact, it's going to be coming up just right about right now. You'll hear it coming on into the background. There it is. That's the Rankin family. And that means under the weather or not, that means that we are just about ready to go for the break. Right after this song, we go for a break at the end of the hour. This is the Morungal Gilas from the first album of the Rankin family on EMI Records. And, yeah, they're good. They're good, the Rankin family. I don't know what they're all doing now, but there you go. There are sons and daughters of this bunch doing music now. This album came out in, this particular album came out in about 1990. And that was a long, long time ago. Yes, it was. You know, it is springtime, and because it's springtime, all the April activities are starting in, all the outdoor activities. Check out the Three Rivers Folk Life Society or Folklore Society website. It's 3rfs.org. Check it out, because I think the tumbleweed applications are on there. And you should fill out your tumbleweed application if you want to be a performer at Tumbleweed, which is one of the very best festivals on the east side of the mountains. In fact, I think it really is. Tumbleweed and Spokane are the ones that are right up there. And you want to be sure and check that out and make sure that you get your chance to be a performer there. And, of course, probably the usual cast of characters. There's also one in Princeton, B.C., by the way, and that looks like a pretty good little festival. You go online and look up the Princeton, B.C. Festival. I think those applications are due pretty quick as well. That's a fun one, and especially they're into a lot of traditional. And it's a Canadian festival, and they know a lot of Canadian folks, and so it's a pretty good deal. Kind of out there in the middle of nowhere in B.C., but it's a fun little festival, all right? So check that out. Of course, the Moscow Renaissance Fair will be coming up at the end of April, first part of May. I believe it's the first weekend in May, Derby weekend, weekend of May the 3rd. And also, don't you be forgetting two things on May the 3rd. The Tumbleweed Benefit with Humphrey Hartman and Cameron, myself, and the Badger Mountain Dry Band all together in one big, huge collective act. And that'll be fun, fun, fun till the daddy takes the T-Bird away. There you go. Okay, so be sure and check that out. That'll be a fun, and also Kev Moe is in Pullman on that same day. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back for Inland Folk. You just hold your horses. We have 2 more hours worth of music to go. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back. It's 1 minute before 12 noon, and hour 2 of Inland Folk with Dan Marr is just ahead. This hour's programming is made possible by our listeners, as well as Shakespeare Walla Walla, presenting the Seattle Shakespeare production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, direct from its sold-out Seattle run. Limited engagement April 17th to the 20th at the historic Giza Powerhouse Theater. Tickets available at ShakespeareWallaWalla.org, presented in conjunction with Columbia REA and Tourism Walla Walla.
Support for your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Latah County Historical Society, hosting Brews and Barbecue, a fundraiser Saturday the 12th at 4 with a taste of local beers and a lecture on the history of brewing. Held in Moscow's American Legion Cabin on Howard, more at 882-1004.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.